Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
It's that time again, and here we are, Beacon of Hope Ministries from Clearwater, Florida, bringing you the Word of God today, along with some really great music and lively chat. Every week I put on a little Facebook post announcing this show, and if you've responded to that and tuning in, then welcome to Living the Good Life. Excuse me while I cough a minute. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and we are Beacon of Hope Ministries in our 18th year as a ministry, 12th year right here on Tantalk Network every single Sunday afternoon, and we always enjoy being on the air. I've got Pastor Jim, my associate pastor. Pastor Jim Ellsbury is here, I believe. Let me get my phone line on. I believe we have Megan Kramer. Do we, Megan? Megan, do we have you?
There?
Yeah, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor.
You sound like you're in Michigan where you are.
Well, that's exactly where I am. How do you know?
You sound so far away. Can you, like, come closer?
I wish I could, actually. I'm right there. Yeah, with you.
I wish you were. So what's this rumor, Megan Kramer, that you're sending your mom down here shortly?
Oh, I am. She and I think
you
want
to get rid of her that bad, Betty Thomas, your mom. You want to get rid of her that bad that you pay for a plane ticket, girl?
Well, you weren't supposed to let that out of the bag, Pastor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
God.
Okay.
I blessed Mama to be able to send her down to hang out with all you wonderful Beaconites down there and get the woman some sunshine, because I'm telling you, people up here in the old city of Michigan, or the old city, the old state of Michigan, it's gloomy and it's cold.
Are you talking about the frozen tundra?
Yes, and I'm asking for people to feel sorry for me, so please feel sorry for me.
To feel sorry for you?
Gloomy.
Oh,
yes,
you want pity.
I do, I need some sympathy.
Pastor Jim, what are we going to do about this? Megan wants pity.
Well, Megan could have bought herself a ticket.
Yeah, I could have, but I can't, you know, when you have little people to take care of.
That's true.
No, that's
you have
true.
Little people
they
to take
go
care
of. School.
That's right. They have to go to school. They have to be taken care of, and you got to work
it
and all
still
that.
Shocks me. They're both old enough for school.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I know. Isn't that scary?
Yeah,
it just makes me getting older and all the rest of us, too.
Oh,
yes.
Now, I know Pastor's going to chime in on this, but wait until your granddaughter turns 6.
Yeah, Pastor
Jim.
Yeah, I can't
believe that either, PJ.
Yeah. His granddaughter, Grace Elizabeth, is 6. And she's a miracle
beautiful
child,
girl.
Isn't she?
Yes, she is a miracle child.
Yes. Yeah, so many years ago when your daughter had lost a few babies, right?
And yeah, she had a couple of miscarriages.
Right.
And it was something hormonal. And then we had, you know, we got together, I think it was on a Wednesday night, and
right.
We prayed because you shared the story about what happened in Indiana, and I said, then my daughter needs prayer. And we prayed, and she got pregnant, and now I have a 6-year-old granddaughter.
And yes, and Megan, you were there, although you were a child, when you started coming to Cornerstone Ministry, you were about 9. So I'm not sure if you remember when Larry and Marilyn Polston came up for prayer that Sunday morning, and they had been married 15 years, and they'd never had a child, and they came up believing God for a baby. Do you remember that? You may
know
not.
What? I don't.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Well, you were young. I mean, my gosh, you were a little girl. Anyway, from that began several people that actually did come from other places around because they were barren or they were not able to have children, and they did. There were many, many. So that kind of reputation was there, and it could have been that was prior to you and your family coming to Beacon or to Cornerstone, come to think of it.
It might have been.
I believe it was because it was in the early years, so I believe it was prior to you, but... Anyway, so yes, that's what. So what we're saying is, God is in the miracle working business. He's still in the miracle working business. That's what he does best. He loves to do that. He loves to just shake us up and do new and amazing things. We're in a brand new series, Promised Land. Can't wait to share with you, Megan, and then Cindy Henderson will be along and take your place in the second hour. Just some really good stuff that God is teaching us, and we're excited to get into the teaching in a few minutes. I want to start with a Casting Crowns song today, and it is The Word is Alive. And you want to comment on that, Megan, about the Word being alive, and what does that mean?
Well, you know, the Word is alive because no matter when you get in it or when you hear it,
right,
it applies to something to you specifically right then and there. We call
sure
that
does.
What? Rhema word?
Right.
And it is the only true living book on the face of the planet.
That's
and,
true. Very good.
Now, I tell you what, when you get into it and you take the time to get into it, it becomes even more alive because then you start to implement all of the things that you learn in the Bible into your own life.
Oh,
and it
amen.
It even brings more life to your life, if that makes any sense.
It does. And it's so true that so often we think that the Word of God is some outdated book, or not we don't think that, but some people, that it's just an old history book that has no real value for today. Pastor Jim, you want to address that before we do the song?
Oh, certainly. It's a shame when people look at the Bible as just history or as man's writing. I mean, Paul and Peter both said it's divine. It comes
exactly.
It comes from God. The Bible, and I don't even like to use the word inspired because that's not strong enough.
Right.
Because the literal Greek word is it's God breathed. God breathed it out.
God breathed it out.
And
right.
You know, therefore, it's faith. You know, we can trust. We can believe what's in the Word, and it. Because it's God breathed it out, just like he breathed life into Adam.
Right.
The Word is life. And as we meditate on the Word, as we eat the Word,
yes.
as it were, it gives us life.
Right. The Word is alive. You're going to love this. Casting Crowns.
Looking out from his throne, the Father of light and chose to make himself known and show us the way back to him, speaking wisdom and truth into the hearts of peasants and kings. He began to unveil the Word that would change the course of all things. With eyes wide carried on from age to age,
speaks truth to us even still. And as the rain falls from heaven, feeds the earth before it returns. Lord, let your word fall on us and bring forth the fruit you deserve. With eyes wide.
And that's why we're here today at TantalkNetwork.com, because God's word is alive and Jesus is the word. Pastor Jim, Cheryl, what did you want to say?
Amen. Well, of course, hearing that song made me turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes.
And I just want to, of course, you know me, I flip through Bibles like nobody's business. So this morning I had NIV. This afternoon I have Amplified. So I just wanted to read what it said in the Amplified. For the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Whoa, that's what the word of God does. That's why we teach it. That's why we want to live in it. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And this is, we introduced this subject because our new series is entitled Promised Land. And we introduced the subject last week about how God tells Joshua, he also told Moses in Deuteronomy 31, to be strong and courageous and to move into all that God had for them. And I'll tell you, people, one of the most courageous things you can do is learn the value of the Word of God. You say, well, why does that take courage? Because it means in order for you to learn the value of the Word of God, in order for you to really gain wisdom and knowledge and all the blessings that God has for you in the Word, you have to learn to resist the devil. Talk to us, Megan, because the devil always wants to keep us out of the Word, does he not?
Of course, because he is the devourer. He wants to devour everything about you and get you in his grasp.
Amen.
And he will find your weakest part,
yep.
And that's where he will prey on you. And I didn't say P-R-A-Y, I said P-R-E-Y.
Right.
And because he knows your weaknesses, and that's where he'll hit you. But that's where you learn through being in the Word of God that we have the power to fight against him and tell him and remind him,
yes,
that, hey, you've lost.
Yes.
You have no realm over me. I'm a child of God. Get thee behind me.
Amen. And you know, Megan, so many people do not do that courageous thing that you just described, and that is taking your authority. Luke 10:19, what Jesus said, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. And when we go to Joshua chapter 1, we see the same words that God spoke to Moses in Deuteronomy 31, just as he's about to leave and go to heaven. And I'm not sure what verse this is. I think it's about verse 5 because I've got the Message Bible. And God says to Joshua, in the same way I was with Moses. You see that, Pastor Jim? What verse is that? Joshua 1?
5.
5. I'll be with you. I'll be with you is what he told Joshua. In that same way I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I won't give up on you and I won't leave you. Now, people, just as God was with Moses, he says to us today in a fresh word, just like I've been with Moses, just like I was with Joshua, just like I was with Paul, just like I was with Peter, just like I was with all the disciples, just as I was with Mother Teresa and all the way down through history, I will be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. Talk to us about that, Megan.
Well, it's true. he never leads us.
Right.
It's always us that seems to, kind of get kind of lackadaisical, and we kind of, you know, it's like we kind of just put our life on cruise control.
Ooh, that's a good metaphor.
Yeah. And, you know, he's always there. That's the thing, is the Holy Spirit is always with you.
Amen.
But it's up to us to use the power that we're given.
Amen.
To proclaim healing, to proclaim miracles to happen, to just proclaim safety over our own minds on a daily basis.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just amazing to know that, you know, even though there's times where we feel like we're walking alone, we're really not, because he's always there right beside us. Always.
Always. And, you know, it reminded me of an old song, Megan, we used to sing at Cornerstone many years ago. I've got the power in the name of Jesus. Remember that? We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I will not be defeated. Thank you, Nan. We've got the power in the name of the Lord, and we do. That's the whole point, Pastor Jim. We have the power, and there's so many people as we start this brand new year, 2019, who do not have any clue that they can have that kind of dynamic, life-changing, day-changing, everyday power.
Oh, exactly. I think, part of it is ignorance of the word. I hate to use such a strong word, but people just,
they do.
It's in there. People just don't know what's in the word.
Right.
And don't know the promises that are in the word regarding that.
Right.
I mean, Revelation 12:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and word of their testimony, by not loving their lives even to the point of death. Talk about the devil there.
Right.
And if you don't know these verses, greater 1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. But you know what? It's not just enough to, spout them off. That's not enough.
Right.
And I'm sure you might probably get to verse 8 down here.
I think we're getting there.
But that's the secret.
Yes.
Is not just knowing them. And
Well, read it. Go ahead, read verse 8.
The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. But you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will be successful.
So what I hear that saying, Pastor Jim, is that you can be just lackadaisical about your Christian life. You can read the Bible once in a while when you go to church on Christmas or Easter, and that's all it takes. Is that all it takes in this life? I'm teasing. You know I'm teasing,
yes,
right?
I know.
I'm being you very sarcastic.
You shall read and meditate on it day and night.
Day and night does not mean you do it on C&E days, Christmas and Easter.
Right. And I'll be honest. I mean, my Lord told me to do a couple of things this year, and one of the things was just to pray about really getting it down in my spirit.
Yes, yes.
Because you can know every scripture from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelation, but that's never going to be enough.
It's never going to be enough.
Satan knows the word too. In fact, if you remember Jesus when he was being tempted, Satan threw the word right back
at
him. So you have to meditate on it.
Right.
And so that when you speak the word, it's spoken with power. It's spoken with authority because you know that Jesus backs it up.
Yes, yes.
You know, one of the verses God gave me just recently was 2 Timothy 2:13. Part of that song, If we die with him, we'll also live with him. If we endure with him, we will reign. If we deny him, he'll deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, true to his word.
True to his word.
Is what it says in the Amplified. And that really struck me. It's like, thank God he remains faithful.
Oh, even amen.
Because all of us have gone through those faithless times.
Yes,
and thank God he remains faithful. And we need to remember that he's true to his word.
Right.
He backs this up. And if we have Jesus living in us, when we use his name, it's just like Jesus doing it.
Amen.
You know,
that's the authority we have. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Megan, why is it so many? Let's get practical here. And with this, because we know this, Christians, a lot of Christians know that we are supposed to read and meditate on the word, don't we? I mean,
right.
I grew up in church and so did you, and a lot of us have. And we know that, yeah, we're supposed to read our Bibles. But the devil really tricks people in this area, I believe, and gets them off course, gets them so confused about the importance of reading and studying the word that they are just like little pawns in his little game. Want to talk about that,
yeah.
Meg?
Yeah, it's like we become puppets in a show just for him. And I'll tell you what, the more that you get into the word, and I'll tell you what, that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is that I want to get into the word, and that should be everybody's New Year's resolution, is that we find some time during the day to get into the Bible so that we can really tick the devil off. Because the more you know, the more you grow, the more your faith grows, and the stronger your faith is that when you are able to speak those Bible verses that you've been studying, the devil sits back and goes, uh-oh.
Right.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm out of here.
Right.
And then you're able to even start recognizing when he comes at you. And that's when you know you got to get back in the Bible.
Yes.
Stay there.
Right. Because, you know, when we're not in the word, we can get kind of lulled into a sleepy place where, you know, I just seem to be having so many struggles. And when somebody that's in the word a lot says something strong to you, like, have you been in your Bible? Have you been going over the promises of God? Have you been remembering that God promised you success
and prosperity? That's one of your favorite phrases, isn't
what?
It?
What?
Have you been in your Bible?
It is. Why is it, PJ? Why? It is true.
Well, it's very true, and it's important. I have said it before. I try and set aside time in the morning.
Yeah.
Every morning to read. And even if I miss breakfast and have to pick it up on the way to work, I'll read my Bible. And it just, at least in my experience, it makes such a difference.
It does.
In the day, if I've taken time to get with God, to pray, to read the word, it sort of helps me to refocus so that it's easier when all the craziness happens at
sure.
work
right.
or at home, whatever. I'm better equipped I've been spiritually fed.
Amen. Talk to us about this, Megan, and why is it that we Christians tend to think we can go it alone on a very, you know, I'll give you a metaphor, right? If I pulled into the gas station and I said, oh, I need gas, so I'm just going to go in and get a bottle of water and pour it in there. How far would I get? Right?
Not very far.
Right? So talk to us, Megan. And it's the same spiritually. The word, there's no substitute for the word of God.
No, there's not. Because if people don't realize, there's two sides to you. There's the physical and there's the spiritual. And it's just like with a car. There's two parts of the car. You have to put in gas and oil. So with us, yeah, we have to eat and consume calories so that we can keep going. But our spirit needs fed. If we're not feeding our spirit and we're just hum-hoing along in life and not really paying attention to what's going on and thinking that, oh, I can do this without praying and I can do this without feeding my spirit, that's when you're going to get hit hard and you're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. That's where the Lord comes and gets your attention and says, hey, come over here on this side of the sidewalk and let's start feeding your spirit, because that's where you're going to get your most strength. You're
absolutely
not going to get strength from physical nutrition. You're going to get strength from the word of God.
I so agree. So let's look at this in the Message Bible. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to go to you, Megan, again for comment here. He says here to Joshua, don't get off track, either left or right. That means we can do this. It's obviously something that's an option for us to get off track, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. Really? That's why we have GPS. We want to get to where we're going. And don't for a minute let this book. Don't for a minute? Whoa. Let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night. That means not just for 5 minutes here, whatever. This should be a part of your day, a regular part of your day as you begin this new year. And making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you strength, courage, don't be timid, don't be discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. There is so much truth right there. So wrap up whatever you want to on that, Megan, before we do this next song.
Well, you know, people, I don't think, quite grasp how much spiritual warfare goes on during a daily basis, especially just for you, because God and Jesus are constantly fighting battles that you can't even see that are for you, protecting you and guiding you and leading you in the path that you're actually supposed to be walking on.
Right.
So if anybody ever wants to further their knowledge, they need to get in the Bible.
Right.
Because that's the power we need to walk this planet, is we need the spiritual strength to be able to live a God-blessed life.
Right.
And to be able to have things given to us that God wants to give us, wants to give us all these blessings, wants to give us these miracles, wants to give us the power to lay hands on people and heal them.
Absolutely.
Like, I can't think of anything more exciting than to be a child of God.
Right.
There is nothing more exciting on this planet.
Right. Absolutely. So I propose to both of you right now, Pastor Jim and Megan, that so many people's eyes are blinded. The devil wants to keep us kind of in a fog, so to speak. And we down here in Florida, Megan, you're probably not familiar with it, but we get sea fog around this time of year. And I was driving home from an appointment the other night, and it was near the coast here. And I was driving in a sea fog that was really bad. You couldn't hardly see in front of you. And this is where the devil wants us, because these words that we just read were so profound in that God is saying to Joshua, the new leader of the Israelite nation, you've got to be in the word of God. You've got to do it if you're going to be successful. And because here's the pitfalls that are coming your way. You will get weak. That's why he said, be strong. You will be timid. That's why he says, be courageous. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. We talked about discouragement today at Beacon of Hope. And discouragement, I'm going to give you the definition, then I want you two to think on that while we do this next song. Discouragement is the state of having lost your confidence or enthusiasm for something. And I'm going to say right now that I believe the devil is one of these that puts chains on us and we don't even know the chains are on us. Chains of discouragement, timidity, fear. Chains of, oh, I just don't have time to read my Bible. And I'm declaring right now, along with Zach Williams, that Almighty God is the chain breaker. And that some of us across the world here, across the globe, need to have some chains broken today as we begin this new year. Listen to the song, and then we're going back to Megan and Pastor Jim.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life.
got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. Believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it.
Breaker, people. You need freedom? You need for this new year to go better than last year? You need to make some changes in your life? Pastor Jim, you were booging down to that song
in
there.
I love that song.
I know it. Why do you like that song besides the tune is so cool and it's country like you?
It's country like me. And I love the words. I love the message.
I do too.
Of it. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, it really is. Because, you know, He, Jesus, is the chain breaker, and it's by his word. That old song was a Janny Green so long ago. By his word, I have no fear in me. By his word, I have prosperity. By his word, death cannot swallow me, right?
By his word, I've been set free.
I've been set free. It's by the word of God. Let's revive that song.
Yes, let's. I was just thinking, let me go see if I can find that on YouTube.
Let's do that. Let's revive that. And Megan, talk to us about this, because God is the chain breaker. And for the people out there scattered around this globe that are experiencing chains in different areas of their lives, what would you say to them today, Megan the evangelist?
You know what I'd say? Today's your day. Today has got your name written all over it. That today, Jesus wants you. Jesus wants to free you from everything that's been binding you from getting the blessings from heaven that you deserve. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter if you're an addict. It doesn't matter if you're addicted to pornography. It doesn't matter if you're an alcoholic. Today's your day to change. If you want to make a New Year's resolution, come to the side of the kingdom side.
Woo!
Where you will be blessed. You will live a life that you will have see so many miracles happen before you. And you'll think, why did I ever wait so long?
I believe that I just spoke a prophetic word, Megan, because you are very evangelistic in your approach. And you just gave an invitation to people around the globe to discover a better way of living, did you not?
Amen.
Why? I mean, you grew up in the church. You grew up with a great pastor, me. I'm teasing. But
Amen to that.
I'm just being silly. But you did. You were in the chairs right there at Cornerstone from age 9 on. And you've heard the word all of your life. Pastor Jim is like making fun of me for saying that, Pete. Golly, Megan. But my point is, why would you be that emphatic, Megan, about giving an invitation for people to establish a fresh new relationship with Almighty God as we begin this new year, 2019?
Because, Pastor, I am a human. I have experienced circumstances in my life that I can't tell you how thankful that I am that the Lord was by my side. And I can't think of a better reason to live this life than to live a life full of faith, and that that when people see my life or when people see my family, they say, what is that? Why is she different? And then I want to be able to tell them why. That the reason that I'm full of joy is because the joy of my, I can't think of, help me. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
That's it, Nehemiah 8:10.
That is the only thing that keeps me breathing. That's the only thing that keeps me breathing. I have lost a child. I have seen death. I see people struggle every day. And I'm, you know, at the point in my life, it's like, come on, people. There's a better life out there. There's a life full of joy. And yes, there's life is going to have struggles, but through living the life of as a kingdom child or a kingdom adult, whatever you want to call yourself, I want to maintain the child status. But
okay, kingdom child, go ahead, kingdom child.
We can live so abundant in love, no matter what we live in, that we can be thankful for everything that we have. And I'll tell you one thing that really has struck me this year. Well, the last year, as I saw something that someone said, what would you do if you only woke up the next day with the things that you had thanked God for the day before? And I thought, whoa, because...
Whoa, well, I think you need to repeat that. What would you do if, say that again.
What would you do if you woke up tomorrow with only the things that you had thanked God for the day before?
Wow.
That's powerful.
Right.
Because... even we miss so many small miracles because we get so busy. And, you know, I think that this year for 2019 is that God wants more of our attention.
I totally agree. And I believe,
sorry,
no, you're fine. I believe that so often we let the enemy, Satan, tell us, and we don't even know he's talking to us a lot of times, that, you know, we're never going to be a success. We're never, and Joshua is told by God Almighty, here's how to be a success.
Right.
Go ahead, PJ.
Well, I was thinking back to what you had said about, you know, the hard ground. And I thought about the parable of the sower and the seed. And, you know, people just don't, well, you said the devil comes and takes it away. That seed is that fell on the road, and back then they didn't, except for the Roman roads, mostly it was just packed down dirt. It was hard soil. And of course, the seed is just going to lay on top, and just like the birds are going to come and eat it, that gives Satan time to come and yank it out, you know, out of your life so you don't remember. And then I remembered what Hosea said in Hosea chapter 10, sow with a view to righteousness. That righteousness, like seed, may germinate. Reap in accordance with mercy and loving kindness. Break up the uncultivated ground. For it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord and to long for his blessing until he comes to rain righteousness and his gift of salvation on you. And that's more, I think, for Christians. Megan, kind of like Peter and Paul, Peter for the Jews and Paul for the Gentiles. Megan is the apostle to the unsaved. I'm the apostle to the saved.
Interesting.
Just kidding.
No, but, I don't think that was a joke. I think that might be interesting.
I take that very seriously.
I do too.
Good. Because also, I was reminded while you were talking about that, I forget which Watchman Nee book it was in, but when Jesus called the disciples, Peter was casting his nets.
Yes.
John and James were mending the
nets.
And that was John's whole thing, was not so much evangelizing, although he did. His was, if you read his gospel and the epistles, was repairing, was mending the nets, correcting errors and such. So I say all that to say, kind of backs up, that this word is for the Christians. Sometimes our hearts get hard.
Yes.
And we need to break up the fallow ground, the uncultivated ground of our hearts. We're all, well, Megan and you and I, not so much Nan over here, but we're from Indiana. We know what a cultivated field looks like. We know what you have to do.
Right.
You've got to break it up in order to make it fertile.
Absolutely.
And that means, you know, that it hurts the ground, not pain-wise, but I mean, You've got to break it open. Got to have an open heart.
Right.
In order to receive the word. And I think so many of us, we get so Christian or so churchy, maybe is better. You know, I grew up in church. I had no idea. I mean, I went to church from fifth grade until I got saved as a freshman in college, and I had no idea.
Right.
I heard the word every Sunday, but it was falling on some of the hardest soil you've ever seen until God began to work. And it is a work of God to start to break that up.
And it goes so along right here with Joshua 1, where God knows the pitfalls that we're going to have. And he says, if you want to be prosperous and successful, you've got to be in the word. Right. You can't. I don't know why. I think I'll know as this song progresses. This is not the song I thought I would do right now. It is.
Is anybody else shocked?
Nobody's shocked. Are you shocked, Megan? Don't be shocked.
Why not?
This, get ready, Megan, to comment after this. Hello, my name is. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
My name is regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name.
Singing that, Pastor Jim, is that Matthew West? I thought it was Matthew West. Megan, you've had time now to think about your comments. What do you think about that song and your comment?
I love that song.
I had to make sure I was muted because I was having my own jam session here in the house.
All right.
I'm sure she turned my mic off, too.
Because you know what? When I'm praising the Lord, I don't care what I sound like. But, you know, it is so amazing. And it's such an awesome ride to be a child of the one true King.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
I don't say that lightly. Right. I don't say that to be taken and just let it fly in one ear and out the other. This life is meant to be full of joy.
Right.
This life, you deserve to be blessed.
Yes.
So what are you waiting on? There's no need to wait. Today's the day. I'm just telling that to everybody listening. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
You've been a devout Christian for many, many years. Today's a new day. God wants to light a fire under your spirit.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Oh, yes, little evangelist. Yes, PJ Talk.
Well, we keep talking about today is the day, and I always keep thinking of that verse. Today, behold, today is the day of salvation. And that, I mean, if you listen to our radio shows long enough, you know salvation includes a lot more than
yes.
fire insurance and just getting to heaven. It includes healing and deliverance and empowerment and all of that and freedom. Behold, today is the
yes.
day of salvation.
Amen.
Why put it off?
Right.
I mean,
it's a brand new year. It's the first Sunday of a brand new year. Why not recommit yourself to walk with the Lord in not just occasionally, but in a daily moment by moment thing? You say, how can you do that? Answer that question, Megan. How can you live committed to God moment by moment?
Well, you know what? Here's just how I do it. I get up in the morning, and before my feet hit the floor, I always try to say, Lord, thanks for waking me up again. Thanks for giving me another day with my family.
Yes.
Thanks for giving me another day to spread the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Then when I get in my car to go to work, I kick on my praise music.
Right.
It's XM Channel 63. Awesome channel. And as I'm going to work, I say, Lord, I have this job because of you. And today, and usually what I say is, Lord, let's leave the Holy Spirit at every door I enter.
Wow.
Let's leave it everywhere we go. And then as I'm, because I deliver groceries, and so I'm in my car, got my praise music on. That's how I spend most of my time, is praising him. And sometimes I even connect my phone to my car and I listen to the Bible app, because it keeps me positive.
Keeps
it
you keeps positive.
Motivated.
Yes.
It does. It changes your day.
Megan, I dare propose that you do not just deliver milk, eggs, celery, and peanut butter to people's homes. I believe that just the smile on your face, the joy in your voice, brings something to those people, and they wonder, well, what is it about that girl? Boy, she's kind of, maybe she's an evangelist for Almighty God. You just never know. You know what I'm saying? Because it oozes out of you. And here is what God was saying to Joshua. Joshua, you want to be prosperous. You want to be successful. Here's how you do it. You don't let the devil get you down.
Well, and you don't. You can't. And people may still be questioning, well, what's the, you know, special about the word and all that. Well, I would just say try. I mean, it's not going to work without faith. It's not going to work if you just think it's just words. You have to believe that it's backed by Almighty God himself. Every promise, every word, every letter is backed by God himself. And that's kind of a hard pill for some people to swallow, because you know, like I read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it discerns, it brings out your hidden motives. And that can be uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me. I mean, the word has done that in my life many times. You know, I want to hold on to an attitude or a grudge.
Right.
And lo and behold, I mean, the next scripture I read is about forgiveness or something. You know,
God has a way of getting us, doesn't he?
Yes,
I referred to it this morning. It's so true. So often people call the Holy Spirit the hound of heaven.
Yeah.
Because he's after you. He's after you to clean you up. Megan, talk to us about that.
I don't know, but I love that. The Hound of Heaven.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I have dachshunds, you know?
That's right.
Dachshunds. Dachshunds.
Yeah,
and they're after me all the time for attention and food and everything else they need just to get through this life, you know?
They were praising God this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Megan, we got to tell you, and I'm going to let you answer. Because Megan, Zoe Grace, you know, who you named your daughter after, my dog.
That's right. Right? That's right.
Zoe Grace has been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
No.
Yeah. More than likely, yes. That's what they believe. And so...
I'm not claiming that.
Exactly. So anyway, she has not been singing. She's not done any of those things she always did. And this morning, I had the dogs this weekend. Sometimes on the weekend, they're with my friends. Usually they are with Debbie and Steven. But today they were there. And so they're laying on the ottoman, both of them, Zoe Grace and Macklin. And I don't remember what song it was. It was All Things Are Possible. All Things Are Possible.
All Things Are Possible.
Came up and Zoe started singing. And Megan, I haven't heard her sing in a year, probably.
Oh,
It was
awesome.
And we laid hands on her and we prayed over her. And she's 14 and a half, yes. But, you know, I don't want her to be in pain and I want her to only go when God's ready for her to go, you know?
That's
so
right.
I said all that to say what? I forgot. I lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
I got Nan laughing because I said, well, yeah, and part of the way through service, she and Macklin did a Jericho march a couple of times.
They did, Megan. It was the funniest thing. They went all the way around in the service. They went around the rooms and came out, and they were running, and it was the cutest thing. And we were praising God, and they're doing a Jericho march, the dogs.
Well, that's awesome.
I swear to you, they did it. I totally agree, PJ. They did a Jericho march. So anyway, Megan, I know you got to go soon, so we want to give you time. So talk to us about all that we've been talking about today. There's so much, but we're really kind of concentrated on a couple things, as you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are. And you're really concentrated on that it's a new year, and it's time to get your focus in line with where it's supposed to be. And, you know, I'll tell you that God is not looking for the PhDs. He's not looking for the A-plus students. He's not looking at, and he is looking for those people, but he's not looking at your pedigree. He's not looking at your smart. He wants willing, moldable hearts, willing, moldable spirit, because the times that we're in, there's some serious times going on right now because Satan is attacking at every level that he can, and it seems to me that he's really trying to attack our children. He's really trying to attack the next generation of Bible-believing people
sure.
that we're raising up.
Right.
And it's time for us to quit messing around.
Right.
The fight is getting real in the spirit.
Right.
And I say that with goosebumps because it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's time for us to stop walking around like we're in a coma. It's time to get serious. It's time to start proclaiming blessings. It's time to start proclaiming healing. And I proclaim right now in the name of Jesus that there is no tumor in Zoe Grace's brain right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you. We agree with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And with this walk in the Spirit of God living on the inside of us, we have to recognize how much we need God. We do. And we're going to play this in a little while. But the song, Lord, I Need You, it's just been playing over and over in my head since we played it last week on the radio. I can't get away from it. We ended the service at Beacon this morning with that song. I'm going to play it again as we start the second hour. Lord, I need you, because we do. Megan, comment on that. And then we'll go back to PJ here.
We do, Pastor. We can't get through this life on our own. We can't get through life trying to depend on other humans. And yes, you know, they're there for us and it can be a spiritual advisor. But the person that's going to ground you and send you in the right direction is your Creator and His and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Hound Dog of Heaven. Because no matter where you are, if you're hiding, you need to come out. If you are in fear of your life, if you're in fear of something, you got to come out of hiding and you got to come out into the light of the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God, because that Trinity is a part of your life. You're a part of that triangle, and you deserve to be on the top of the mountain instead down in the cave. And
amen.
You know, you think that you may not be hearing Satan's voice,
But I can tell you right now, he can make himself sound like your inner voice.
Right.
So if you're speaking negativity onto yourself,
right,
that you're no good and that your life has done this and done that, that's the devil, and he's playing tricks with you.
Well,
and you need to recognize and change that.
Absolutely. The song we played a minute ago, Matthew West's song, mm-hmm. Lord, what is it? My name is.
Yeah.
My name is regret. My name is
defeat
and all of that. And this series is entitled Promised Land. God promises us a land of milk and honey if we will go forward into that. And what that means is walking in the blessings of God in success, prosperity. You say, oh, you're just talking about money. No, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about mental health, emotional health, family health. The relationships you're in, that they're benefiting, that they're good for you, that they're not tearing you down and beating you up. God wants the best for us. He does not want us walking around as defeated people. He wants us successful, which is what I can't get out of Joshua chapter 1. I've been in it for 3 weeks, I feel like. And it's because it is hitting me hard that God says there's a better way to live, and it's found through knowledge of the Word of God. Megan, I know you need to go in a minute, but I'd like for you to sum up, talk, say whatever. You got about 2 minutes here. Three.
Well, you know, Pastor, that's true. There is, you know, even though that all of us here that are on the radio are devout Christians, we still are learning. We still are learning that there's a better way to do things, that there's a better life for us than where we are now. And it's an ever-learning experience being a child of the King, because your life is going to take different turns and changes. But that's where, through those turns and changes, that every moment, every step that we take and the turns that we make, that we learn and we recognize that, oh my gosh, God was there the whole time. That wasn't me. That was God.
Woo!
Because when you become a Christian and you get the blessing of the Holy Spirit to wash over you.
Right.
It's going to, like Pastor said a few minutes ago, it radiates off
mm-hmm.
of you. And that's the life that I want and want so badly for everyone else.
Yes.
Because I see so many unhappy people. And I know that life is hard. Trust me, been there, done that. But there's no reason that you can't have joy.
That's exactly right. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Mm-hmm. Nehemiah 8:10, that verse has come up many times today. And Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, Megan, those are promises, and there's many more about strength in the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in my weakness, I realize I can't fix this, but God does. He comes in and he right. fixes it. And that's where I find strength, is when I'm weak, Paul says. And it's so true. So, Megan, for this brand new year, and by the way, blessings to you, to Ben and the children, Andrew and Zoe Grace, your mom and dad, Betty and Joe, I'd like for you just to mention quickly what happened with your mom this week and what God did.
Oh, praise God. Well, it's actually, she's had a couple of scares within the last 60 days or so, where this week she felt, woke up, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday morning, she was having a heart attack. And if nobody knows, mom is a triple bypass surgery. She's had that in 2015. And so we had to go to the hospital. We proclaimed, the kids and I did, and even with mom, proclaimed as we were going to the hospital, that this was not going to be a diagnosis, that we were casting it back to the depths of hell where it came from. And she went through all of the testing, blood testing, went through a stress test, and came out